flip sample PAFP D 0 2 to this date is 04-04-2026. Dictation is for Miss Maria Julieta Vasquez. Vasquez spells V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Julieta spells J-U-L-I-E-T-A. Date of birth is 01-06-1960. This is a 66-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient says she was recently seen here on 03-29-2026. The physical and labs drawn is here to review her labs period. Say that since she was last seen, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. And no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat. O2 sat is 98%. At room air, blood pressure is 139/72. Pulse is 70, respiration is 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, HE/ENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in the range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgia gait. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, and 3, cranial nerve 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypercholesterolemia. Number 2, vitamin D insufficiency. Number 3, elevated glucose, period. Next paragraph, patient is already on atorvastatin for cholesterol at 40 milligrams. We had a lengthy discussion with food and diet and exercises, and she indicated that she would start a exercise program by walking and modify what she eats, period. Next paragraph, patient's vitamin D is also low. Replacement was given. Next paragraph. Patient's glucose was mildly elevated on labs. I did a finger stick in a clinic today. Finger stick is 232. Again, patient and I had a lengthy discussion on her glucose and the importance of glucose control, which can be done in addition to what she's receiving. She's receiving currently 7.5 milligrams weekly. And she was advised to take her medication exactly as prescribed and to start an exercise program and a diet modification program, which includes the avoidance of foods that are high in sugar. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.